From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A list of do's and don'ts has been issued by the Provincial Natural Resources Ministry in response to frequent lynx sightings in South Porcupine, especially north of the mall. Outreach specialist Megan Forbes says among the advice is to keep your dog leashed so it doesn't provoke an attack, especially if it's a small dog.
If you're putting them out at night, make sure you go out with them or you have the backyard or the yard lit up so you can see what's out there before they go out.
Other helpful information in case you encounter a lynx is on MyTimmonsNow.com. The number of people who have died of COVID-19 in Porcupine Health Unit territory is now 46. PHU says two more have died. It won't release any other details. The Ontario government is trying to address the provincial labor shortage. Premier Doug Ford says his government will introduce legislation soon to allow out-of-province workers in skilled trades and other professions to have their credentials processed within 30 business days. The labor shortage is the highest it's been in a generation, with over 330,000 job vacancies between July and September of last year. The province says that's costing Ontario employers billions of dollars in lost productivity. Ford says Ontario will be at the front of the line welcoming Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion who want to live and work in this province. More than 40 species of birds spend the winter in Timmins and survive to sing about it. This Sunday, during the Wintergreen Foundation for Conservation's Winter Hiking Day, Roxanne Filio will guide a bird walk at Hersey Lake. She recommends bringing a couple items to help spotting birds.
Binoculars is a good thing to bring. Cameras also. If you're into photographing birds and later on you can have a souvenir of the birds you saw or try to ID it. So it's a good idea also.
Spaces are limited, so to see if there are any still open, contact the Matagami Region Conservation Authority. Finally, this afternoon, it's Fun Day tomorrow at the Whitney Arena for members of the Timmins Ringette Association. Games will be played all day in all age groups. Vice President David Laneville says it wraps up with older players taking on the beasts. That's dads, grandpas, boyfriends, husbands, and so on. It's also a good chance to ask questions if you think you're interested in the sport.
It's a perfect opportunity for anybody who wants to check ringette out. We call it the fastest game on ice. It is. It's much faster than hockey. It's incredible.
The action starts at 8 in the morning and runs for about 12 hours. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.